There are a lot of very exciting sugyas on Chafei Amud Aleph, so let's get to them. The first one we're going to do, just briefly today, and we'll start and finish it today, Bezras Hashem, is Palgina and Dibura. Palgina and Dibura, it's not really a Daf Chafei Amud Aleph sugya, it's a sugya that comes up a few places in Shas, and a couple of places even in this Masechta, but one of the cases is right here in Chafei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Barbinitos Hasidu Bei Trey Sahadi, Barbinitos had two witnesses testify against him. Chadomer Kameidi Oziv Bribisa, one says, I saw Barbinitos lend money with interest. The Chadomer, and the other one says, Lididi Ozfi Bribisa, that Barbinitos lent me money, Beribis. So the Gemara says, Pasle Rava le Barbinitos. Rava says, that's it. We got two witnesses. Barbinitos is Pasle. Barbinitos lends money, Beribis. I think we discussed before vacation about the Isser of lending versus the Isser of borrowing, etc. But over here, my main focus is the fact that Rava says, based on a witness who says that I borrowed money from Barbinitos Beribis, we're going to pasul Barbinitos. So the Gemara asks, "Varavu damar lova Beribis pasul edos, vavale Rasha v'ataramal tashus Rasha aid." How can Rava say that we're going to pasul Barbinitos based on this testimony? This guy's a Rasha by his own admission. He's saying that he borrowed money Beribis. And says the Gemara, "Ravu l'tamei, damar Rava adam karvets lasma ved adam mesem asma Rasha." No, he's not a Rasha, because the only way we know he's a Rasha is because he's telling us he's a Rasha. But you're not allowed to believe him that he's a Rasha, because they end up the Mesa Matzma Rasha. So comes Reuven and says, Barbinitos lent money Beribis. Comes Shimon and says, Barbinitos lent me money Beribis. So we say, Reuven, we believe you. Shimon, we sort of believe you. We believe you that Barbinitos lent money Beribis. We don't believe that he lent it to you, that you borrowed the money Beribis. That's how Rav understands, that we're going to believe Shimon partially. That Palgina Dibura, we believe half of what you're saying, we don't believe the other half of what you're saying. Good? So that is the concept of Palgina Dibura, yeah? Yeah. That even though the one offering the testimony isn't splitting the testimony, he's saying it in one sentence, that he lent me money Beribis, based in from their perspectives, let us say, look, you're believed that he lends money Beribis. You're not believed that you borrow money Beribis. So we believe you that he lent money Beribis. We don't believe that the money was lent to you. That's the concept of Palgina Dibura. This concept comes up earlier in the Masechta. If you could turn to the Gemara in Daf Tesam and Beis, at the bottom of the Tesam Beis, this concept comes up in a little bit more detail. And in Tesam Beis, it comes up as a machlokas. It doesn't just come up as Rava saying, Palgina Dibura, we split his testimony, and under Mesa Matzma Rasha, we don't believe him about himself, but we believe him about the other guy. The Gemara has it actually introduces first the Shita that argues on Rava. If you look in Daf Tesam Beis, five lines before the end of the page, the Omer of Yosef, Ploni Rava Laonso. Let's say a person says, I was raped. A man says, I was raped by another man. Huva achar mitstar from lahargo. So the one who was raped, the rape victim, and the another witness can get together and can convict the rapist for his act of rape, of male rape, right? Meaning, over here, that's a no-brainer, Rav Yosef says. The one who was raped as a victim is not saying anything about himself. He's not saying he's a Rasha. He's not saying anything bad about himself. He's saying, I was a victim. I was raped. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to engage in Mishkav Zachar, but this guy raped me. So he's one aide. The other aide is... And we're assuming that the crime committed is not a Beit Adam L'Chavero. It's not like he owes me money. Right, we discussed this. When do we assume that you owe it to the other party, and when is it just between you and Shemayim? Meaning, what was the Avera committed when he says, Ploni Rava? What's he saying? He's not saying that the crime committed was rape. The crime of rape in the Torah is only when you rape a girl, a Nara Marasa, a girl of a certain age, and she has Be'erisin. The crime of rape in the Torah is not to rape a man. What's the crime of raping a man? It's not rape. It's not the fact that you're manis. It's Mishkav Zachar, which has nothing to do with me, it's nothing to do with the victim, it's got everything to do with this guy committing an act of Mishkav Zachar. That's all it is. So that's why he's allowed to be made. It's not like he's a karov to the case. He's not a party to the case, even if he happened to have been the victim. The case is about this fellow who happens to do Mishkav Zachar. So the victim and another aide can get together and convict this fellow and testify against this fellow. But let's say Reuven comes to Beis Din and he says, Ploni, that Shimon was Ravani Lirtsoni, that we had a homosexual relationship, a consensual homosexual relationship. So is that a valid aid? Can he be a valid aid? If someone comes and says, I had a consensual homosexual relationship with this fellow, so can I be an aid against this fellow that he has engaged in Mishkav Zachar? What? So, one second. So Rav Yosef says, no good because you're a Rasha. By your own admission, you're a Rasha. Right? And what did you say? Why should it be different than Ribbis? And therefore we should say what? Oh, so good. So Rav Yosef says, we don't separate the testimony, you're a Rasha. Rava Amar, Adam Karavetz Latzman Ven Adam Esim Asim Rasha. Rava says, no, we don't believe you that you're a Rasha. You're a Karav about yourself. We're going to believe you about the other guy. We're just not going to believe you about the Rasha. He doesn't, again, use the words Palgin and Dibura, but Rashi uses the words Palgin and Dibura. Right? Rashi, if you look in the bottom two lines of Rashi, in Tesson Beis, Vinerek HaRoveya will kill the Roveya, Di Palgin and Dibura. Because we split the testimony of the victim, of the guy who was the Nirva. Umeminin and Leila Gabe Chavre, Velomeminin and Leila Gabe Didei. We'll believe him about his friend, we're not going to believe him about himself. Good. So basically, what emerges from this Gemara, as Eitan pointed out, is that Rava says what he's supposed to say, Palgini Dibura. But Rava's not accepted by everybody. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef doesn't accept this concept of Palgini Dibura over here. Now, it's unclear what Rav Yosef doesn't accept. The Achronim Daftas and Beis have a good time trying to figure out, does Rav Yosef reject the concept of Eino Demesim Atzma Rasha, or does he reject the concept of Palgin and Dibura? What's he really rejecting? Is he rejecting the concept that you're not allowed, you're not believed about yourself to say that you're a Rasha? He thinks that you are believed to say that you're a Rasha? Or does he reject the concept of Palgin and Dibura, that we're not allowed to split your testimony? That if we're going to believe part of it, we got to believe all of it. So which part does Rav Yosef have a problem with? Okay, yeah.
Are you saying that you can't split this testimony?
Okay, maybe. We'll have to see what the rules of Palgin Dibura are. Good. So that's one case of Palgin Dibura. So it's a case of rape, where you say, I'm not saying I'm a Rasha, I'm saying he was ma'anis me, so then it is valid edus. But Rava says, if I'm saying l'ritzoni, that I was a willing participant, then palgin and dibura, it's going to be good edus according to Rava, not good edus according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef will say, it's not good edus because I'm a Rasha, and Rava will say, palgin and dibura. Next case, in the Gemara over there, I'm a Rava, vayter in that Gemara, ploni ba al ishti. A man says, Reuven comes along and says, Shimon slept with my wife. And then Levi comes and says, yeah, Shimon slept with his wife. Hu va'achar mitzar from lahargo. That's two edim, and now we can kill Shimon. Avalo lahargo. But not to kill her. Not to kill the wife. Why? Why not to kill the wife? I'm a karov. Right? I'm a karov to my wife. So, two edim said that this man slept with this woman. They are identifying both man and woman. Unbelievable. We're going to kill the man, not the woman. Because one of these edim is a karov to the woman. But that same aid that's a karov to the woman, he's the one that said the testimony that that man did it. And yet we're going to kill the man. What do you see is going on over here? What are we using? Palgin and Dibura. We believe you about the man, we don't believe you about your wife. Palgin and Dibura, we're going to split your... We're going to split your testimony. Maika Mashmon, so says, what's the Bechidish? The Palgin Dibura Hainuach. You just told me Palgin Dibura in the last case, of the case of Ravia, the case of the homosexual relationship. You already told me Palgin Dibura. Why would you, what are you adding over here? So Gemara says, no. Ma'udetema Adam Karavetz Vatzma Amrinan, it's Alishta Lo Amrinan, Kamashmon. I might have thought that you're not believed about yourself to say that you're a Rasha, but you would be believed about your wife. So therefore comes teach me, the second case comes teach me a chiddush that even about your wife, you're not going to be believed. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the major Palgin and Dibura Sugya in this Masechta, is Daf Tesam Beis Yoram Aleph. But again, very much related to Chafei also. So says the Rashba, What does Palgivin Dibura mean? This is a fundamental Chakira. What does Palgivin Dibura mean? The way that they say this Chakira Mamdas is it Palgivin Dibura or is it Palgino Ne'emanus? What do I mean by that? When a person comes and says testimony that implicates himself and implicates somebody else, like Ploni Vani Liritzoni, I was engaged in a homosexual relationship, consensual, with this man. So, in order to do Palgina Dibura, do we need to be able to find a place in your sentence, the way your sentence was formulated, cut the sentence in half and say, we believe you about that half, not that half? And that's the only way Palgina Dibura works, if we can cut the actual words in half, the words of your sentence in half? Whereas no, Palgina Dibura is not about what words I use to express myself and can you cut the words in half. It's about that my edus is about two things. It's about that guy and it's about me. It's about that guy and it's about my wife. So I'm going to believe whatever I say about that guy. You're not going to believe whatever I say about myself. You'll believe whatever I say about that guy. You're not going to believe whatever I say about my wife. It's not about the words. We don't care what the words are. It's about the inyan. It's about the content. What I'm trying to actually do. So you're going to believe me in my edos about the other person, not my edos about myself. So how do we view Palgina Dibura? Meaning, how literally do we take the words, Palgina Dibura? Are we splitting words? Or is it Palgina Ne'emanus? We're splitting my credibility. I have credibility about him. I don't have credibility about myself. So the Rashba says that it's Palgina Dibura, not Palgina Ne'emanus. The only way Palgina Dibura is going to work, Rashba and the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Sim Aleph, Reish Lamed Zayin, the only way Palgina Dibura is going to work is if I can take the words, split it into two parts, and it will still implicate the other guy. So take this case over here in the Gemara on Daf Tesim Beis. Ploni, Rivani, Liritzoni. Three words. Ploni, Rivani, Liritzoni. Ploni, Rivani, Liritzoni. Three words. That's the formulation the Gemara uses. Right? Ploni, Rivani, Liritzoni. You could have also said Ravati es Ploni. Liritzoni. What's the difference between those two formulations? Ploni Ravani Liritzoni means this man and I had a consensual Mishkav Zachar relationship. I was on the receiving end, he was on the giving end, right? He played the male part, I played the female part. Ravati es Ploni Liritzoni means we had a consensual homosexual relationship. I was the Roveya, I played the male part, he played the female part. Either way, the Aveir is the same. It's also to be a Roveya, it's also to be a Nirva, right? That we know. It's also to do either one, Liritzon, Liritzon Chad. Says the Rashba, why did the Gemara use the first formulation, not the second one? Why would the Gemara Dafka say Ploni Ravani Liritzoni and not Ravati is Ploni Liritzono? So the Rashba says, because this is splittable, this isn't. Ploni Liravani Liritzoni, cut it right after Ploni Ravani. And you could be believed that Ploni Ravani, this guy, had beer with me. And who knows? That's not saying I'm Russia. Maybe I was raped. And we don't believe the Liritzoni part. So as long as you can cut it in half and believe half of it, that's good. Over here, where can you cut it? There's nowhere to cut it that you're going to be believed. When you say Ravati, as soon as you say Ravati, you're already done. You're not believed about yourself that you're a Raveya. So you're already ruining it. There's got to be a way. That's why the Gemara Dafka formulated in this way, of Ploni Ravani Liritzoni. So he says, it's an Afan Araya that it's Palgina Dibura, not Palgina Ne'emanus. That you got to split the words, not split the Ne'emanus. Raya number two, says the Rashba, Daf Yudam and Aleph, we just read. Ploni Ba'al Ishti. Ploni Ba'al Ishti. Two ways it could have said it. No, I do have Ploni Ba'al Ishti. Now, it could have said, Ani ba'al ishes ploni, basi al ishes ploni. Says the Rashba, but it didn't say basi al ishes ploni. Why not? Because if you say basi al ishes ploni, there's no way to split it. Ploni ba'al ishti ploni ba. He had bia. Right? Vinesh's ish. And that's fine. Without having to identify my wife. Basi alishas ploni, as soon as they say basi, it's over. So that's why, as soon as they say basi, I'm implicating myself. I can't be believed. There's no way to split it into two parts. Right? That's the Rashba's rayas. Comes along, so again, the Rashba's idea is that we say palgina dibura, that the only way we say palgina dibura is when you can split the words in half. The words have to be, the words of your sentence have to be cut into two parts, where we believe one part, we don't believe the other part. If you look at the Rashba, in the handouts I gave you, Va'ani Omer, Divadei Ba'omer Eishes Ploni Zintza Imi, if I say that this man's wife was Mezana with me, Hu Va'acher Mitstarfim Laharga, then I am believed to have her killed. U'minatam Sha'amarta Detovsin Ma'idekamer Zintza, because you could split that sentence. Eishes ploni zinsa. Period. Stop right there. Leave out the word imi. God, we believe that that woman, that married woman, had zinus. Ve'in makablin mashi hisik dvar va'amar imi. We just don't believe the word imi. Aval bad ba'omer ani basi al eishes ploni. Same thing. You're saying the same thing. That you slept with a married woman. But instead of saying Eishes ploni zinsa imi, you say ani basi al eishes ploni. It means the same thing. And yet the Rashba says in that case we're not going to say palgina dibura. Miyad nespata yedulso legamri. Mishum de'iav shalom ar bezeh el l'ritzon of l'olot. It can't be. You can't say that ani basi al eishes ploni, because when you say ani basi, you already are implicating yourself. And that's, you're not believed to implicate yourself. Ein od demesa matzma rasha. We can't say palgina dibura because there's nowhere to split that sentence. So then the Rashba, as an aside, deals with, well, who knows? Maybe ani basi ba'ones. Maybe I was raped as a man. She forced me to sleep with her. So Rashba says, no, there's no such thing. For a man, there's no such thing as being forced to, because ein kishrei ledas, a man can only perform sexually if he's somewhat into it. If he's not into it at all, then nothing will happen. A sexual act can't happen. Then the Rashba says, if you skip down in that second column, about 10-12 lines into the column, v'hu adin v'hu atam ba'omer ravati es ploni. That's why the Gemara, that's exactly what happens when you say ravati es ploni. When you say ravati es ploni, do we say palgina dibura according to the Rashba? Ravati es ploni, no? Palgina dibura or not, according to the Rashba? You believed? No. Self-implicated, right? V'hainu d'nakatlu, and that's why the Gemara said, Biploni ravani l'ritzoni, uploni ba alishti, v'lo nakat biravati ubasi. Right? The Rashba says, that's why the Gemara chose its language so carefully, to dafka choose those formulations that you can cut, not to choose those formulations that you can't cut. Vahid le didi ozef peribisa v'shavkinu ma'idu kamer le didi dozef peribisa edus gamaru afal pi shlo pirish lemi. And he says the other raya is our gemara. Le didi ozef peribisa means what? He lent money to me with ribis. Where do you cut it? After le didi, let this fall out. Accept this, right? Leave out the word Lididi, accept the second half. Elzef Peribisa, good. As long as you have somewhere to cut it, you're good. Those are the Rashba's Rayas. Comes along the Node of Yehuda, who, yes, is an Achron, and typically is not allowed to argue on Rishonim, as Evan pointed out. But Node of Yehuda says, look, I know I'm not allowed to argue on Rishonim, I know the Rashba's really smart, but what am I supposed to do when I think he's wrong? The Yehuda, as far as I know, this is the longest tshuva in the entire Node of Yehuda. We are doing a piece of a piece of a piece of the tshuva. It's the tshuva is about roughly the following case. Simon Ayin Beis and Madura Kamen Evan Ezra. Simon Ayin Aleph is the Shaila. The Shaila was asked. Shaila was as follows. He isha shebe'is cholya his vadis al avona shezin seba ones. A woman was sick, and while she was sick, she admitted that she was raped. That a man was sleeping at her house and came and was aneser. And she was a married woman. So the husband wants to know, does he have to divorce her? Husband is not a Kohen. He wants to know, does he have to divorce her? Why in the world would he have to divorce her? A man's wife gets raped. You're allowed to be with your wife after. If she sleeps with somebody else, Lirtsona, so then you have to divorce her. You're not allowed to sleep with her. But if she sleeps with somebody else, if she was raped, so only a Kohen would have to divorce her. Non-Kohen gets to stay with her. So why would you have to divorce her? So the Shaila was, maybe we believe her that she slept with the guy. We don't believe her that she was raped. We believe her that there was a sexual relationship. We don't believe her that she was raped. Now she's a chol. So that's also part of the issue. Meaning, do we assume she's being honest because she's spilling the beans now that she's dying? Right? Or that she feels like she's dying? So that is. So there, whoever wrote the original letter came up with, I think, four or five different heterim of why, or six maybe, I don't remember. A whole bunch of different heterim of why she should be mutares. And the Nodeb Yehuda has a long tshuva, five different heterim. The Nodeb Yehuda has a long tshuva split into five parts. Stiras Heter Rishon, Stiras Heter Sheni, Stiras Heter Shlishi, explaining why he disagrees with each of the five heterim. I never read through the whole tshuva, but I've seen various parts of it. So in the Stiras Heter Sheni, which I photocopied a good chunk of for you, in the Stiras Heter Sheni comes the Nodeb Yehuda and he says, Umisham Be'er Leva'er Das Harashba B'tshuva Simen Elef Reish Lamed Zayin Be'inyan Palgini Debura Shu Heter Sheni Dai Yitza. So he says, first of all, in terms of what the Rashba says, that Palgin Dibur is literal, that you got to split the words in half. He says, first off, in Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer Simen Kuftes Vav, when the Ramah quotes this din of Palgin Dibura, lo zachar chiluk shel Rashba. He never mentions a word about the Rashba's chiluk, about Palgin Dibur versus Palgin Nemanus. So he says, that's like a, you know, it's a pretty big detail for the Ramah to leave out. So that's one. Number two, he says, v'gam harambam lo chiluk bazeh b'shum makom. The Rambam never makes such a chiluk between Palgin and Dibur and Palgin and Nemanus. They need to cut the sentence in half. He never says that. And also, the Gam Shum Echon Me'akamonim Lo Chilku Bazeh. No other Rishon on record ever made such a chiluk. Does that prove the Rashba wrong? It just proves that the Rashba disagreed with the Rambam, the Ramah, other Rishon. Fine, he's allowed to, he's a Rishon, he's entitled. But what does that do for you in halacha? So the Rashba was a big gun in halacha. But if you're able to marginalize him, and you're able to show that he's a das yachid, and that no one else accepted the Rashba, so that's helpful. It's helpful for rejecting the Rashba la halacha. So he says, Rak HaRashba Yechido Hu Bedin Zeh. The Rashba is a das yachid. Where does Rashba get his shita? V'yisodim Yisanhedrin, Daf Tesam Beis. Midinakat Shamba Gemara, Ploni Ravani, V'lo Nakarani Ravati as Ploni. Right? The formulation the Gemara chose, Ploni Ravati, not Ani Ravati. Elevadi, the Bahalo, Palgini Debura, must be, because Ani Ravati, we wouldn't say Palgini Debura. Vechainami bin Nakar Ploni Baalishti, Vlonakala Bachani Basi Alishas Ploni. Right? That example. Elim Shtei Yisodosov. Those are the two foundations upon which the Rashba built his Shita. The fact that the Gemara chose those formulations, and not the formulations it could have chosen. And that's where he built his entire shita off of. Vani tama al bar halevav v'naki asechel kamahu. Says in the Nodeb Yehuda, I just wonder about someone who's so smart like the Rashba. Eich nela mimenu mekar ha-gemara b'mekomo. His whole writing is from the Gemara Daf Tesam Beis Yilam and Aleph. It's almost as if he didn't read the Gemara. Because if you actually look at the Gemara, it's pashut that the Gemara is not at all a riot to the Rashba. Yeah.
Also with the Basi Alishas Ploni.
Yeah.
He's not really say anything about the ploni, he's talking about himself. So who's he disqualifying?
The woman.
I thought that's the part that we're leaving out, that we're trying to leave out.
No, we leave out Basi.
Isn't Basi talking about the husband, not the ploni?
Basi Alisha's ploni saying, I was Boel, a married woman. So we're going to believe him about the woman and not about himself. You're right. The difference between the two examples over here, you're hitting on a very important point. Even though the Rashba says both of these things, these two things mean the same thing. Plenty of Ravani, the Tanya Ravati, they don't mean the same thing, but they are the same Aveira. You know, over here, Plenty Baalishti means I didn't do anything. My wife did. But the whole chiddush was ishto kegufa, meaning my wife is the same as me. Basi alishas ploni means I did an aveira. That's the same thing as my wife doing an aveira. That's why he equates the two. Now says in another view that the Rashba, he says, I don't understand. Did he not read the Gemara? Why? Where did the Rashba go wrong? Take a look at another view. Another view that writes on page Dalid Shin, because they don't like to have page Shin Dalid. Shade. So they go Dalit Shin Dash. So on page Dalit Shin says in the Buddha, look inside, unbelievable. He says the Rashi must have not read the Gemara. Why? Vanitam al barlev nakia sechel kamo ech nela mimenu mkora Gemara bimkoma. There is shambi Gemara nakat bedin zeh plukta damarai. The Gemara is a machlokas samurai between who and who? Rav Yosef and Rava, right? Rav Yosef suffered the ploni Ravani la unsi ne'eman l'ritzoni rashu v'ataram al tashrashay. If you say this man raped me, you're believed. You're an aid. Fine. If you say that we had a consensual relationship, you're not believed. Why? Because you're Russia. V'rava cholik alav esover dadim karavetz alatzim v'pogim diburo. And Rava disagrees and says, no, a person is a karavetz alatzim. He's not believed to say that he's a Russia. He's believed about the other guy. Ravatias ploni. Had you come up with the case of Ravatias ploni, I mean, the Rashba's whole right is, why didn't the Gemara say Ravatias ploni? Liritzono. He says, because then there wouldn't have been any case of La'onsa. The Rashba's whole chiddush was, I mean, Rav Yosef's whole chiddush was, that when you're not implicating yourself, you are believed even though you were a participant. Rava holds Palgin and Dibura. Rav Yosef didn't hold Palgin and Dibura. He held as long as you're implicating yourself, you're not going to be believed about anything. If you don't implicate yourself, then what? Then you're going to be believed. That's why he picked the case of Ploni Rav'ani. Because Ploni Rav'ani, you could fill in the sentence of either Liritzoni or La'onsi. Liritzoni is implicating yourself, Lonsi is not implicating yourself. Had it picked the case of Ravatias Ploni, you've already implicated yourself. There is no such thing as Lonsi. If you're Ravea, you played the male part in the Bia, then you didn't act, then there's no way that happens Ba'ones. That can't happen Ba'ones. Only the recipient of the Bia can be Ba'ones. Right? The one who plays the male role in the Bia, by definition, it's Baratzon. That's why the Gemara doesn't say Ravatias Ploni Liritzono. Rav Yosef never would have been able to make his point had it been formulated in that way. And the Gemara doesn't start with Rava. The whole Kiddush of the Gemara was supposed to be Rav Yosef. Rava happened to disagree with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef never would have gotten off the ground. Says another view that it doesn't make sense. The Rashba's all right. It's the fact that it doesn't say Ravatias Ploni. Of course it doesn't say Ravatias Ploni. Rav Yosef's whole din won't work if you say Ravatias Ploni. Rav Yosef is trying to show you that when you don't implicate yourself, you are believed. Ravatias Ploni, you already have implicated yourself. V'nistar raya rishona shel Rashba v'zabor. So that clearly knocks out the Rashba's first raya. What's the Rashba's second raya? What's Rashba's second raya? That the Gemara says, Ploni Baalishti, instead of saying, what should it have said? Basi Alishas Ploni. Says Nadbiuda, terrible raya. Read the Gemara. Why does the Gemara need to come up with this case of Ishti and Ploni Baalishti? Why does it need to come up with the case of Ploni Baalishti? Didn't we already learn Pelgin and Dibura? The Gemara said, what are we adding with Ploni Baal Ishti? No, what are we adding? Ishto Kigufo. Right? She's like yourself. Had the Gemara said a case of Basi Al Ishas Ploni, where's my wife in this case? She's not. Right? Basi Al Ishas Ploni, I slept with that man's wife. My wife's not even there. If the whole point of the second case was to show that not only can I not self-implicate, but I can't even implicate my wife, of course you couldn't have said Basi Alishas Ploni. That would not be implicating my wife. Doesn't even discuss my wife. That would never teach me a chiddush that I can't implicate my wife. Very strong taina, no? How does Rashba miss that? Says in the Yehuda, "V'tmehani al ma'orei nenu arash bazal dinihirin leishvile dinar daya eichlo hirgish bazeh." This brilliant man, the Rashba, who has all these vistas of knowledge open in front of him, how does he miss this? But he says he missed it. Kol de milsol nishal arashba shum raya klal ubisraya yisod nafal binyana. At the end of the day, though, what can I do? What can I tell you? The Rashba has nothing left. He's got no rayas. Those were his two rayas. Now, if the Rashba doesn't have a raya to his idea, does it mean that his idea is wrong? If he doesn't have a raya, does it necessarily mean he's wrong? Why? You're right, but why? If he doesn't have a raya, he just can't prove that he's right. Yeah, until you can prove it the other way. Doesn't mean he's wrong, it just means that we don't know for sure that he's right. Meaning, the Rashba can't point to any Gemara that says, you see, that Gemara says exactly what I'm saying. But until you can point to a Gemara that says against what the Rashba's saying, you're not really going to have a kash on the Rashba. Right? So that's what the Nodi Yehuda writes in the second column over there in page Dalet Shin. In the left-hand column, Hine achar hodi ani elokim es kol ze harik varo einenu shein l'rashba shum raya min ashas v'nishar chilek ze rak mitzad sichlo hayakar shal l'rashba shehimtzi chilek ze. So the Rashba doesn't have a raya, but you know what the Rashba does have? A really good brain. And he thought of this chilek, so, well, you know, it's, that could be good too. Maybe he's right anyway. However, says Nod Biuda, he's not right. Alkein Hashivi Yadi Lidchos Chilek Zeh Barayas Mochichos Min Hashas Uposkim Achrei Mechilas Kvodo Harama. He says, with all due respect, I'll show you that there are many Gemaras that are directly against the Rashba that show that the Rashba is dead wrong. Kitori Hivilimarani Tzarech Vahemus Ov Min Akol. So when Evan asked me, wait a second, Nadib is not allowed to argue on the Rashba, he's an Achrei, he's arguing on the Mishnah, and that's why he writes this paragraph. He apologizes first. He says, you know, even though the Rashba is very respectable, it's Torah, I have to learn Torah, so I have to, Emes is more beloved than anything, even more beloved than the Rishonim. V'yesh lanu shlosha edim kinegdo. He says, I got three witnesses against the Rashba. What does it mean, three witnesses? Right, three sources, three proofs against the Rashba. We'll do two. Proof number one, Sanhedrin daf, chafei. That's where it comes in. Proof number one, Raya achas, madam rim sanedrin daf chafei amin aleph. V'chad omar lididi yosfen beribisa. Demaskinan hasam delarava palgina diburo. Our Gemara says, Reuven and Shimon come along and say that Levi lent money beribis, except Reuven says Levi lent money beribis, Shimon says Levi lent money to me beribis. Rava says, okay, Levi is pasul. Shimon is believed that Levi lent money beribis, he's not believed that Levi lent money to him beribis. Palgina dibura. Ukvar lachza raya zula harashba atzmo. Someone said, what was the case? Lididi osfan beribisa. How can you split that? So the Rashba said, I'll tell you how you split it. Lididi split osif beribisa. Take the second half. Why does Nadi Yehuda think there's a kasha on the Rashba? So at first he must have been thinking that the Rashba must have held, not only do you have to be able to split the sentence, but you have to be able to split the sentence and take the first half. Over here, you're splitting it, you're taking the second half. But he says, okay, fine, even if you could take the second half. says the Kvar Lachza Raya Zula Rashba Atzmo Betshuva Hi. The Rashba already brought this case up. V'nitchak v'kasav ahud l'didi ozav peribisa v'shafki madamr l'didi da ozav peribis edus gemuri. You just leave out the word l'didi. Ozav peribisa is the whole edus. Avkli shlopir shlemi, even though you don't say who he was, who he lent money peribis to, ozav peribisa is enough. Right? That's what the Rashba would tell you. Says no debuda, but that's wrong. Two reasons why it's wrong. Is it edus that a person did an aveiru when I say this guy lent money peribis? Is that a complete edus? Is it possible to lend money beribis and not do an aveira?
Non-Jew.
When I say a guy lent money beribis, that's not edus that he did something wrong. He may have lent money to a non-Jew beribis. The only way that I'm going to be saying that he did something wrong is if I say he lent money to a Jew beribis. If I leave out the word l'didi and we have no idea who he was ozif beribisa to, well then it's not edus. That's number one. Number two, he says, the Gemara doesn't say l'didi ozif peribisa. The Gemara says l'didi. See what our girsa actually is. Yeah, our Gemara does have ozfi, but there's another girsa in the Gemara. Ozfun, which itself means lent me, beribis. What is Rashi? Does Rashi have a girsa? No. Okay. Look at the note view. There he says. He says, first of all, Vani Tamayim lo pirish lemi maze edul slivso lebar binito saliyado shemel enachri hil v'sheinu nifso. Maybe it was a guy. Umikolshke lefia nuscha ledidon ledidi osfan shepirusho shel osfan af bilti tevas ledidi al atzmo. Osfan means lent me. So even if you leave out the word ledidi, it still means he lent it to me. V'imkeinim nishpo kam tevas osfan but ledus legarmi. So what, you leave out the word osfan also? Then it will just be beribis.
There is a
gear
that says
it was fun. Yeah, apparently there is a gear that says it was fun. Here's the key line in the Note of Yehuda. This is where he really, you know, puts the lundus in place. When we say palgina dibura, it doesn't mean mechalkim dvarav, that we split his words. Ella hakavana shanu mechalkin hayotse mikavanas dvarav. We split his ideas. We split his testimony, not his words. And we believe that which he testifies about other people. We don't believe that which he testifies about himself. That's raya number one against the Rashba. Is that the greatest raya against the Rashba? Is that a good raya against the Rashba? Let's take the second part of it. The fact that it says, L'didi osfan b'ribisa. How are you going to cut out the word osfan? Is that a good raya? Why isn't it a good raya? Because what does our Gemara say? Osfi, it doesn't say Osfan. Meaning, all you have to do is say, okay, so the Rashba had our Girsa, didn't have another view of this Girsa. Right? That's not a checkmate on the Rashba. What about the Nachri part? That the Osfi Buribisa, that's no Eidos? To say a guy lent money Buribis? That's not Eidus. Is that a good raya? Didn't like that raya either. Come on. Look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? What's the case of Barbinitos? Barbinitos, Hasidu Bei Treisadi. Two witnesses against Barbinitos. One of these witnesses, we know for sure their testimony is fine. What did that guy say? The witness who's for sure good, what did he say in our Gemara? Yeah? To who? Doesn't say anything. Kame didi ozif peribisa. He lent money peribis in front of me. Does it say to who? No. But that guy's good. And all of a sudden, the debuter is going to say, but when a second guy comes and knocks out and says, didi ozif peribisa, and we ignore the didi ozif peribisa, doesn't mean anything. Because you don't know to whom. Maybe it was to a guy. What do you mean? The first guy also said, Kame didi ozif peribisa. He didn't say to who. Okay, so maybe I just made the kasha bigger. Why do we believe the first guy? Meaning, why is the first guy saying good edus? Maybe he was still a guy, but what's the obvious answer?
He's bringing the Quran.
Exactly. I'm going to a basin to testify. I saw this guy, he put on tzitzis this morning. I mean, like, it's a mitzvah to lend ribbis to a guy, to lend money with ribbis to a guy. I want a basin to testify that the guy lent money with ribbis to a guy. What's the point? Obviously, if I'm coming from context, you could figure out that it was to a Jew. This guy's a Russia, he lends money for ribbis. Bezdin understands what that means. That means he lends money to Jews for ribbis. Such a strong raya. I didn't think this was a raya at all against the Rashba. I was not impressed with that raya from our Gemara. Well, quickly, the second raya. Raya shnia mi ploni baal ishti. Vim tiflog dibura lefi pshata Rashba shana masalkim midvar mashameir al ishto nisharak ploni ba ubat lehiduso. Ploni baal ishti. So says Rashba, you got to split and just listen to this part. Ploni ba. Ploni ba. Says another view that those words don't mean anything. Man bia. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. He didn't say anything about the guy. Vafilo ploni zana. Velo pirish im mi. Echar ganale dusa. Dom chayv lav chayv krisa zana. And even if he didn't say ploni ba, even if it said ploni zana, which znos has a negative connotation, ploni ba could be with his own wife. It doesn't mean anything. Right? Even if he said Ploni Zana, still, you don't know that it was Chayv Misa for it, because you don't know with who. Could have been with a person who he's Aser Belos Asay with. You don't know that it was someone he's Chayv Misa for. So that's the second Raya that the Nodibu does against the Rashba. All right, maybe we can work on, think about why maybe that's not such a strong Raya. But tomorrow we're going to take a look at the Rav Elchanan, and then we'll get into the Sugya also of... Of Lifnei Iver. It's a big one. We'll do a 10-minute halachah here for anyone who has time to stick around upstairs.